Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. I'm still pinching myself that I say that. 13 years of inspiring women to live their best lives. And as you know from following the Inspired Conversation show, that's what I'm passionate about, right? I'm passionate about bringing you information, guests, resources, and experts who will help you live your best life. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment how your life would shift if you were to truly and fully own your power. What if you could learn supportive ways to leverage the unlimited power within you so you could feel powerful, fearless, and free? Well, today we'll be talking about all that and more with an old friend, psychotherapist, author, speaker, and coach, Bailey Fruman. Bailey mentors ambitious leaders and entrepreneurs by providing the roadmap that takes them from frustration and overwhelm into action and purpose. She has been named one of the top 20 life coaches to watch by PopExpert.com and is the author of Own Your Power, Your Guide to Feeling Powerful, Fearless, and Free. Her work has been published in Aspire Magazine, Huffington Post, Elephant Journal, Natural Awakenings, PopExpert, and numerous guest blogs. I'm honored to say she's also a featured author in the best-selling anthology Inspiration for a Woman's Soul, Opening to Gratitude and Grace. Through her Own Your Power Mastery, live events, speaking engagements, mastermind groups, and transformational coaching, Bailey helps leaders and entrepreneurs to find clarity and connection to purpose so that they can take the action. With over 10 years of experience, Bailey guides driven women and men to cut through the fog of feeling stuck and overwhelmed by feeling confident to master their mindset and live the life they've always wanted. Welcome, my friend.
Linda, I am so excited to be here with you.
Well, you know, I love you. I was so excited we could align our schedules to have you on the show. You and I go back a few years, meeting at a mastermind, and I just remember that dinner going out with you and Bobby Gods. That was like 3 or 4 years ago. In fact, you had just found out you were pregnant.
I was newly found out that I was pregnant. Yep.
Yeah.
So many things have, you know, changed and evolved both personally and professionally since then. It's unbelievable what can happen in a short period of time.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. So are you ready to dive in? Because I love this topic about owning your power. It was my own journey, right? Mm. I was giving it away for so many years. So take us back to when you first even thought about the concept of owning your power and what that means to you.
You know, it's so interesting. I've learned, both as a psychotherapist, but as an ambitious and driven woman myself, is that most decisions that we make either come from a place of trying to avoid pain or seeking pleasure. And more often than not, biologically, psychologically, we're wired to avoid pain. And what I found in my own journey was, you know, getting to that spot where I had achieved everything that I thought that I was supposed to do and still not feeling fulfilled. And when I looked around, I realized, you know, here I am taking care of everyone but myself. So it started in that place of awareness, right? And awareness of what I was doing, awareness of the pain, but then that acute awareness that something had to change, right? And you know as well as I do, when we get that, almost an aha, this has been accumulative. It didn't just knock us over the head, but it's come over time. And when we get to that place, and that we know that something's got to change, that can be really scary and intimidating, right? We're saying to ourselves, great, it has to change. Like, I want to get out of pain, or I want more pleasure. But we just don't know how to do it. Or frankly, we just don't know where to start. And for me, when I think about it, both with myself as well as, you know, our clients and our company, it all starts with figuring out what's holding you back. Because you cannot even begin to own your power, set your goals, take action, do the things, make the change, transition, evolve, all that stuff. Like, it all sounds good, but you can't do it unless you start to figure out what's holding you back. And that could be scary, because that's like looking in a mirror, because most of the time what's holding us back is usually ourselves.
Oh, I completely agree. Looking back on my life, I was a queen of self-sabotage, so I agree. And I think, too, it's easier, and I'll speak for myself, I can't speak for anyone else, but when I was in that stage, it was easier for me to blame the world or people or circumstances. Instead of empowering myself to say, I can change this, I went into that victim mentality of, well, it's not my fault that this happened, you know, financial, whatever, relationship. Do you notice that, too, that we put our energy outward because it's easier than going inward and looking at our own stuff?
1,000%. 1,000%, you know. At the point in which I was making a transition from my traditional career into starting my own company, about five, heading into, this will be our sixth year, it was at that time, and I'm sure that I've been guilty of it along the way too, but it was at that time, like, realizing that I was pouring everything I had into everybody else. And you're right, it was almost easier to give them everything, put everyone, whether it was family or clients or, you know, even kids at the school that I had worked at, I could put them all first. And in many ways, that selflessness, and that's the most altruistic way of looking at it, I think that selflessness gives you a sense of purpose, but it's also self-sabotage, in that if we never put ourselves on the menu, our ability, our capacity to help, to serve, to show up, just slowly gets diminished. It slowly disintegrates, because if we're not filling our cup, if we're not taking the time to do the self-examination, there's only so much that we can serve. There'll be a cap. And I know that that's has been very true in my journey, that, you know, you start to cap out, you start to burn out, you start to, you know, pull and give from an empty well. It's run dry, and but it still continues to remain easier to put all that focus and attention on everybody else, because looking in the mirror, especially when you're not sure what you want to do next, or you're not sure why you feel the way that you do, that realization, that place can feel so empty in our heart that we just jam it packed full of busy, busy, busy. I was guilty of that, for sure.
Oh, boy, yeah. I can remember those days in my first business from 92 to 2002. I had a retail store, but I was out of balance, and it was 14-hour days, four iced coffees a day, serving the community, sitting on nonprofit boards, just give, give, give. And it almost cost me my life. I had a mini stroke at 40 years old. And that's what you're talking about, right? Giving to the point of, it was easier for me to give than it was for me to receive. Right. Life didn't start to shift until I came into balance, as you're talking about.
Right. You know, here I am, because at the time, so as you had shared, my background is that I am a psychotherapist, and I was working full-time in a school. I had my full-time private practice, and I was helping at-risk youth. So I was working easily 60, 70, sometimes 80-hour weeks. And of course, giving to everybody but myself. But the one of those realizations, and you know, you don't want it to take the stroke. You don't want it to take the bad health news. You don't want it to take the death in the family to wake you up. But sometimes the universe needs to really knock you upside the head. And for me, at that time, we were trying to start a family. And here I am, you know, helping everyone else's children and not being able to conceive my own child, because I had such terrible adrenal fatigue. I was worn dry. And when I went to the doctors, they just said to me, they nearly laughed, and they said, you need to slow down. And I rolled my eyes because I had no idea how to even define slow down. And they said, there's no way that you're going to have a baby with your stress level so high. your adrenals shot, and your body thinks it's in a fight or flight mode because you're always going. So you're not going to be able to conceive because you're just too busy to even have a child come into your life. You know, of course, I think that whether we get the diagnosis, we get the health news, we, you know, even sometimes it's like when we get the flat tire on the busiest day of the year, right? We get, it's like a wake-up call, but sometimes we don't always heed that. And it, you know, I'd gotten the message, but I didn't listen. You know, I did what they said, take the supplements, do the acupuncture, and I'd lay on that table with needles in me, like, you know, trying to get pregnant. Meanwhile, I'm, you know, doing the shuffle of my to-do list in my head, already making dinner in my mind, just not slowing down. And, you know, when, you know, 1 year passed and then another year passed and there's still no baby, you know, it was something needed to change and I needed to wake up to my life. And that was scary. The concept of slowing down scared the daylights out of me because if I wasn't busy, if I wasn't queen of the to-do list, if I wasn't all the things for everybody, then who was I?
That's a big one. That's a big one. And I know for so many women listening right now, Bailey, they're like, they have tears streaming down their face because they remember or they're experiencing it now. How do I stop and get off this merry-go-round that I created that is sucking the life out of me? And so I love that you're sharing your story because in my story similar, I ignored, like you, I ignored all the little whispers of the divine.
Right.
And I waited for the freaking cosmic 2x4, and you're here today to say, don't wait for the cosmic 2x4.
Right.
And I want to dive into this and when we come back from our commercial. And I want to talk about the word should because it's in your book. It's one of my biggest things, and I still have to catch myself, but, of course, it's not as often. So we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Bailey Fruman of BaileyFruman.com, and we'll be right back.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you ready to experience the unshakable love and unleashed passion you really want? Great news! Discover what thousands of people are doing to transform their relationships in ways they never thought possible. And your partner does not need to participate in the process to enjoy the results you want in your relationship. Relationship expert and Aspire magazine columnist Stacey Martino and her husband Paul are the founders of RelationshipDevelopment.org and Relationship U. They have successfully empowered thousands of clients with tools and strategies that really work to transform their relationship, any relationship. And your partner does not even need to participate for their proven system to work for you. Transforming your relationship is possible, and it begins with you. Take the first step and visit relationshipdevelopment.org today.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM. part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is psychotherapist, author, and coach, Bailey Fruman. So, Bailey, that story of your life and ignoring all the signs as you were trying to get pregnant and doing some of the things, right, the acupuncture and all this, but you so vulnerably shared that really as you were laying on the acupuncture table, your mind was still somewhere else. What was the catalyst? Before we jump into the shoulds and everything I want to talk about in your book, what was the catalyst? Was it because you reached that 1 or 2 year mark without being pregnant that you realized my way's not working?
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting because I think that when we forget to honor ourselves, or we don't even have a way to define what it means to honor ourselves, it's easy to forget everything. It's easy to lose our compass. It's easy to, you know, even forget our core values, especially like in what you had said before about being on that merry-go-round. When you're on that merry-go-round or hamster wheel and you're literally going through the motions, it's almost like every day becomes Groundhog Day. And you start to, at least for me, you start to whittle away at your passion, or just you've gotten so far away from why you started doing what you're doing that you just forget. You just forget. And sometimes you have that opportunity to wake up in your life and reevaluate and say, like, this has got to change now. It's got to change now. But the actual changing of it, it's so foreign. It's so hard to do.
And it is, especially if that's the way we're wired, or that we believe we're wired,
yeah.
Or we spent most of our life being wired, right, that way.
Right.
And go ahead.
No. Yeah, so I'm absolutely in alignment with you, Linda. And you know what I also think is that when we've checked all the boxes and achieved everything that we set out to do, there's a really hard realization that resides in being at the top of that particular mountain and not feeling fulfilled. It's, in many ways, it's scarier than when you are struggling, because when you're struggling or things aren't working, it makes sense to not feel fulfilled. It makes sense to have that low-grade depression or that anxiety about, like, oh, is it going to work out? Or even, like, that, you know, almost unattainable feeling of, will I ever be happy? Because you're struggling. So it makes sense. Like, logically, within our heart, it can make sense. But when you've achieved, you know, with you, with the story, you have the story, and I'm sure that, you know, within your community, being a pillar within that community, being somebody that other people relied on or looked up to. And I know that was for myself, you know, here I am, the therapist helping everybody. And inside, like, I felt broken. And I have the private practice, I have the house, I have the husband, I have the vacations, I have the bank account. Like, I have all the traditional cultural things that would indicate success and fulfillment. And here I am feeling empty. And you almost feel guilty for feeling empty despite having so much.
Well, this is a big one. A lot of my clients feel the same way. And I love that you're willing to go there and share your truth of how you felt, right? Because as you said, from the outside looking in, a lot of people will look at someone else, especially a woman in their life, that they, from the outside looking in, go, oh, my goodness, look at Bailey, right?
Yeah.
But at that time period, it wasn't a truthful story on the inside of you, right? The outside mirrored something, but it's almost like we feel like we have to live up to those expectations.
Right.
Right? Like, everyone thinks I'm so successful. I can't tell people I'm unhappy. My soul is dying. I have crushing anxiety. I went through that too. So I want the listeners to know that what you're feeling on the inside is trying to guide you so that you can shift it and change it, but you have to be willing to look at it. Would that be in alignment with your message, Bailey?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, Linda, even, and you and I have had this conversation before. We probably had it that night.
We had a great conversation that night.
Right. Like sitting under the palm trees and talking, telling each other these stories that our lives are so far from where they were that it almost feels like telling you a story that I read in a book sometime. But still, I, much like you, I'm sure, still have the scars to prove, the battle wounds to prove that we've been there and we're back and we survived. And I think that that's also, and I'm getting chills just, you know, talking about this. I think that's also part of having these inspired conversations. And I know it's for me, it's like, frankly, when I hear or I talk to other women that I'm inspired by or just are willing to open their heart, show what's behind the kimono and say, like, I've been there. And you know what? I had some bumps and bruises. I fell flat on my face. I had to wipe the mud right off of my face, and I survived. I think that there's something about that element that a rising tide lifts all ships when we're able to hear the stories, the honest, real, true, inspired stories, the hard stories, the ones that have us saying, me too, or the ones that has us saying, like, I remember that pain. That's what's so powerful. Like when you even just right now recall those moments, I can feel them because I've been there. I know what that's like.
Yeah. I think for so many of us leaders, we were given the path we were to walk on, the hard path, the messy path, so we could have more compassion and empathy for those we're meant to serve. That's how I look at my journey now. Like, oh, thank you, Divine. I see now why I'm doing the work I'm doing in the world. It's because of my journey. So I look now at that path that was messy and say, I thank the experience because now it's coming into the work I'm doing. And I want to speak of something you just said about when women share their stories of truth, it's transformational. Mm-hmm. And you know, because you publish with Inspired Living Publishing, all the stories are about women sharing their truth. Why is that important to me? We've published, 11 books, 240 women, because I believe that when a woman who is wounded and hurting sits down and picks up a story written by a woman like you, who is open and vulnerable and authentic as you are being on this show, and she all of a sudden says, oh my God, someone else feels what I feel, the depth, the pain, the hurt, the fake facade. It gives her permission to dream of possibility when she sees, like, here's your truth. So I'm glad you brought that up because I really believe in the power of storytelling. Let's talk about the book because, you know, we all know that saying, stop shorting all over yourself, right? And I was like that. I look back now and go, I must have said that word 10 times a day. I should go to the grocery store. I should do this. And I'm like, what? I lived in that energy. So you write about it. How about getting over should, right? But how does that impact the process of stepping into our power? Let's tie it into that.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, that process of stop shitting all over yourself really comes from the place of awareness. And it's interesting, you know, I believe that there's a clear pathway, and I say clear because when we endeavor to step into it, it feels so mucky, so muddy, so confusing that you're just like, there's no clarity here whatsoever. But I think that the clear path is, and it starts with that awareness. You cannot change anything, whether it's your mindset, whether it's your beliefs, whether it's your feelings, whether it's your relationships, your health, your career, your anything. You cannot change unless you take an inventory of where things are right now. It won't change. You know, it's interesting because in the process of owning your power, a lot of times people think it's that, you know, I'm woman, hear me roar, please. And they think that it's the, you know, I'm invincible place, or here's my goals. All I need to do is kick down a couple of doors and make it happen. And I'd rather you not even attempt a door kick down. I'd rather you attempt to really, really get clear about where you are right now. Because so many people have knocked on my door and saying, like, okay, I want to make this happen. And the truth is, we're all going to stumble over that same rock, day in and day out on our path, keep stubbing our toe on that same rock unless we turn on the lights. That's what's going to happen. And the shoulding, I should be more. I should try this. I should have this life. I should do better. I should, we have these conversations with ourselves in a way that, truth be told, we would never speak to anybody else the way that we talk to ourselves. I have found more often than not, right? Like, when you really think about it, if my brain at certain points in my life, and I'm definitely not perfect every day. That's why there's a process in my book called Observing and Catching and the Self-Talk Cycle that I, still to this day, I wrote the book and I still use it because that tool works. But if when you think about it, and I'm sure for you too, Linda, for all of us listening, that if your brain had subtitles of the way you talked to yourself and other people could see it, you'd be mortified. If the words that you say to yourself, sometimes the things that we would say to ourselves, if we had to actually spit them out of our mouth and say them to somebody else, we probably couldn't do it.
No,
we would never talk that way to a loved one or, frankly, even an enemy. We wouldn't. And when we're shitting all over ourselves, that's very much true. Things we wouldn't say to anybody else, the way we talk to ourselves, needs to change.
So resonates with me because, as you may know, I have two grandchildren. One is going to be 19, so I became a grandmother 19 years ago. The other one's 7. Mm. So 19 years ago, I was on the spiritual and personal development path and still struggling, right, like we all do. And when I looked at him, he was about 18 months old, and I was going through the shoulds and a bunch of other stuff. I remember questioning and say, oh, my God, Linda, would you say these things to the child that you love, to your grandchild? Then why the hell are you saying them to yourself? Because I believe we all have an inner child, right? Right. I had to suddenly go, of course not. I would never say that to my grandson or any other child. And why are you saying it to yourself? Because you have an inner child.
Right.
That was a pivot point for me. That was one of the moments that I said, oh, shoot. But I love your description of what if you walked around with subtitles that everybody else could see? I'd be like, oh, boy, I think that's even more clarifying that we have to catch ourselves on this. Right. So we're going to go to our next break, Bailey. We can talk about this and so much more when we come back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy, and with me today is Bailey Fruman. Visit her at baileyfruman.com. We'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic Record reading.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shay Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And today we're talking about shooting all over yourself, owning your power, you know, just the journey of healing that we're all on. And Bailey, something right before the break, you said something about, you know, you still use the process in your book. And I love hearing you say that because what I say to my clients all the time is there is no there. We are always evolving and changing, so we're always going to be shifting and using processes. It isn't like we just go, okay, I'm done growing, right? So I just loved hearing you say that you're still using the processes that you work with your clients because we are evolving every day, aren't we?
Absolutely. And you know, Linda, it's so interesting because I think that people can have a perception, especially when you have achieved or you have a certain title or you've, you know, made something happen or you've created something out of thin air, right? And they have this perception that you must have it all figured out.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even say that with a straight face. But it's true because I know that I've thought that. I mean, you know, even sitting across the table from you that night, and you know, we've had such great conversations ever since that night. But, you know, of course you look up to people that have done big things in their life and you're like, well, clearly she's got it figured out or she must be lucky or, you know, I'm just not equipped or I can't handle it, right? That's also the should variety.
Yes.
Those things that we say that we definitely wish that there's no subtitles on it because see us saying these things to ourselves. But I think what's interesting and always what blows my clients away or when I, you know, do speaking engagements and I open up the page to like one particular tool, because the book is filled with tools and journal reflection questions. But when I open up to like a particular tool and I say to the audience, I used this tool this morning. And they're like, oh, you know, the collective gasp in the audience.
Yeah.
Like, she's still working on it. And that's the, I mean, if I could dispel any myth whatsoever, it would really be around the place where, frankly, we should always be working on it. There's no mystical, magical place where everything is, you know, right as rain in your brain at all times. Like, there's no mystical, magical place where you don't have to use the tools. Like, we use the tools, we acquire the tools so that we're better equipped. That's almost as if saying, like, I'm going to go build houses. And, oh, yeah, I had a hammer once, but I don't need it for this next house. If you want to do big things in your life, you need a full toolbox.
It's so true. And to stretch that out even more, I would only be attracted to a mentor, coach, et cetera, who tells me she's still on the path. Because if someone comes to me as a coach, a mentor, expert, who says, do what I do, and I don't see them living it, or they say, I'm already there, I run like hell because I know
right.
There is no there,
right?
Right? And I want someone that is still doing the work, still diving into this shit, because guess what? It doesn't end, right, until the day we end in the physical body. So I
right.
want someone willing to still get messy. So I love, if I was sitting in that workshop and or event that you – just mentioned and you said that, I would be like, yeah, my kind of woman, right? Because she's still willing to go there and not put herself on a pedestal saying, I'm there, follow me. That's not
right.
the kind of person I want to learn from and be inspired by. So I just wanted to say that because I've had this conversation with many clients, and I said, stop looking for the guru.
Right.
You want a coach that is diving into their own muck, who can have compassion and empathy and hold space for you so that you can dive in. Because you want that level of vulnerability and openness. And, of course, you want their skill sets. But that's a big thing because so many have lost their way following someone else. I want to follow someone who reflects back to me my possibility, right? Not someone who says, only if you follow me can you find this. So I know we went off a little bit, but I love that when you said that no, you still use the processes. The stuff I teach, I still have to do every day because I have to stay in that space. I call it, feminine energy, feminine leader energy, right? For me to serve, I have to do my inner work every freaking day. When the fears and self-doubts come up, I have to do my processes like you have to so that we can love and lead. So thank you for going in that direction with the conversation because I think it's so important for those who are searching for someone like you to support them on their path to owning their power.
Right. And I do. I think this is a great dimension of the conversation because it is about owning your power. We were not designed as human beings to live in isolation. Never.
No.
We're not biologically built to live in isolation. And that's why having support, having coaches, having gurus, having a tribe, having a good girlfriend for a cup of tea or a glass of wine, like we need these things because we're not islands. We are community. We are people all coming together. And it's interesting, you know, and I do want to make two points around this that have always been pivotal for me in perspective, and I want to offer them to this inspired conversation. And something tells me you're going to definitely be picking up what I'm putting down. But when we talk about gurus or leaders or teachers or authors or speakers or, you know, people that are sharing their voice, they're sharing their journey, one of the things that has always been attractive to me is someone that's a consummate student. Right? Like, I don't want to work with anybody who says they're done. And I want someone that's always tapped in or learning, or they have their own tribe and their own leaders and their own influences. To me, like, that's the tapestry of life. Which leads me to my next point, which is, you know, and I'm sure that you get this question too. People will often say to me, like, well, you know, if you're a coach, like, who's your coach? And I always give the same response. Is it coach? I got about 3 coaches, 2 shaman, a therapist, 2 massage therapists, 4 yoga instructors, like, you know, acupuncturists. Like, it takes a village.
Yeah, because, same thing.
Right?
Same thing. It's a tribe. And everyone's tribe, I call it divine support team, right? Everyone's is different. What mine was 3 months ago morphed from what it was 6 months ago. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's always evolving. But what's important is that we're always tapping in and tuning in to our divine support team, whoever it may be.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love that
Absolutely.
You said that.
But that's also what owning your power is about. Because if you have this tribe to hold up a mirror to how amazing that you are, even in those moments when we do stumble or we falter, we just don't see our own sparkle. It's important that we lean in. It's important that we have surrounded ourselves with a circle. And if we've not surrounded ourselves with a circle, we've surrounded ourselves with a cage, right, that we're limited by, rather than the empowerment of having people who see you so that you can fully see yourself.
It's so beautiful. And isn't that what we do for our clients? I know that's what you do because I know your work. Mm-hmm. It's what I do. Someone said that to me once, and I said, I'll say her name was Mary. I said, Mary, all I did was hold up a mirror for you to see what I see.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Isn't that what we do? We give them the tools, the strategies, the resources, but we hold space and help them see what we can see in them. Because sometimes, as women especially, we become disconnected from our value, our worth, and what this whole conversation is about. And I see your role as someone helping them remember, right, and clear the muck, the shoulds, et cetera. What do you, have you found, excuse me, what have you found is the most common reason people get stuck? Cover one point, we'll go to commercial, and then we'll dive right back in.
Oh, I would say that one of the places that people get stuck the most, and it doesn't matter, socioeconomic status, resume, achievements, age, time and time again, I hear not good enough.
Well, yeah, low self-worth.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, we can fill in the blank with, you know, not blank enough, you know, smart enough, accomplished enough, well-liked enough, knowledgeable enough. I mean, we could fill in the blank with lots of blank enough, but so often, and it doesn't matter. You can be in a room with 100 people and that are having an honest conversation, men, women, every age, every background, and you ask them, what's your biggest fear? What holds you back the most? And in an honest conversation, at least 80% of people will raise their hand when you ask, do you ever fear that you're not good enough?
Wow, that's a big one. It is, and I'm thinking, I was just taking in everything you said because I was thinking back to that was a big issue most of my life, especially in my 20s and 30s. And isn't it funny, it's so ingrained in us, if we do experience that, that we can't even see it, that it's a self-sabotaging behavior. So let's talk about that when we come back from our final break. I'll be back in a moment with Bailey Fruman of BaileyFruman.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Are you ready to become a true creator in your life? Bryna Haynes, best-selling author, alchemist, and personal evolution expert, created the Choose Your Evolution Project to help mission-driven entrepreneurs, changemakers, and influencers like you live into their dreams in a big way. Using a unique combination of quantum science, metaphysics, spirituality, neurohacking, and pure soul-powered wisdom, Bryna bridges the gap between knowing your truth and living your truth. She'll show you how to be the change in every area of your life so you can live and create without limits and change the world from the inside out. Watch Bryna's free 7-part masterclass for manifestors, How to Create Everything You Want, at chooseyourevolution.blog.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I am so grateful you're here for this beautiful conversation with Bailey Fruman of BaileyFruman.com. Okay, so Bailey, you named a lot that low self-worth, and it can look a variety of ways, as you were just sharing. Mm. Once you help them identify that that's what's causing them to be stuck, how do you get them unstuck? How do you help someone move through that transition?
Right. Well, I think that, like we talked about before, I think it's the awareness and the realization. Then from there, it's about examining our beliefs. Because again, our beliefs almost feel like they are our potential, and they will feel like they are the glass ceiling. Our beliefs can often feel so real to us, they feel like as real as our skin. And until we learn that our beliefs, our mindset is malleable, that we can shift it, that we can, you know, go from believing one thing to believing something else. For example, if we believe that, well, you know what, I just got to suck it up in this job or relationship, like this is as good as it's going to get, like guess what? That's what's going to remain. You're not going to go for the promotion, or you're not going to put your resume out there, or you're not going to have the breakup or, you know, date somebody else, because you're going to think that this is as good as it gets. Right. And until we start to push and challenge and stretch ourselves to really shift those beliefs, they're going to remain stuck and stagnant and truly the wallpaper of our life. So one of my favorite things to do is, as I mentioned before, to look at our self-talk cycle. So our self-talk cycle is the cycle, there's three points to it, the cycle between our thoughts, right? Which is our self-talk, our feelings, right? How our thoughts then dictate how we feel, and then from our feelings into our actions. And our actions, because it's a cycle, then because of the way that we act or we show up in the world, often then dictates the self-talk that we have in our head, and so on and so forth. It just keeps going in that cycle. And when we do the self-talk cycle, what I always invite my clients to do, and it's in the book as well, is to look at what's the current belief that you have, how is it making you feel, and what are the actions associated with it. And then here's the kicker that I think everybody is surprised about, is when I say let's shift that belief and try something new on for size, most people try to do a complete 180 from where they are right now. So let's just hypothetically say that their belief is, you know, I hate my job. And they're like, well, then I'll just believe I love my job. And I'm like, no, it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, because you're asking me, like, how do we get unstuck? Well, if we try to force ourselves to believe something that's just not true, or that our mind is going to call BS on, it's never going to help us to make those incremental shifts and changes, small percentage changes, that are going to help us to get the momentum to get unstuck. So I always invite people to change the belief from something like, you know, I hate my job, to let's shift the belief to I'm working on getting a new gig. You know, I'm working on finding out what I want to do. I'm working on improving my relationship or getting a new relationship, right? There's so much power in the words that we use for ourselves, right? The difference between powerful and powerless, I can versus I can't, things happen to me versus I can make things happen. There's so much power in just our small words that it makes all the difference in the world to tell ourselves I'm working on something. The level of compassion, the removal of judgment that's associated with the words I'm working on, just like you had said before, is almost the way that we would speak to a child or somebody that we loved, with that deep sense of compassion. And, you know, people think that we get unstuck from some magic wand or pill or guru or that one book that everything is revealed. And the truth is that it's a recipe. It's incremental, small changes. And you know what, Linda? It's not courage. I'll tell you that right now. Most people think, well, you are so brave, whether it's getting up on stage or writing the book or, you know, leaving the career, starting the company. Oh, you're so brave. And I, you know, I'd be interested to hear from you if you agree with this. But I said, it's not about being brave. It's not about courage. The truth is, it's about willingness. And willingness doesn't have to come in heaps. Willingness can just be a small whisper of, I'm willing to try. I'm willing to work on it. I'm willing to put one foot in front of the other. I'm willing to stay when every part of my body wants to flee. I'm willing to flee when, frankly, staying stuck and stagnant would be easier. Right? It's just that small little whisper of willingness that if we give it the right environment, if we continue to foster it, if we continue to nurture it, it will grow and it will fortify us to do the big things in life that we know that we're meant to do.
So I have to tell you, you just encapsulated how I've always felt inside, because I don't feel courageous. What I feel is I took baby steps towards something in my heart, and I freaking did it scared every time, and I still do. So it isn't, it's exactly how you described it, and it was the word willingness. That's where you captured it for me. You captured that word that was missing for me to describe it. Right? Because we're still afraid. Every time you and I or anyone else listen, I do things afraid. So for me, like you said, it's just being willing to be I think the other thing for me, being willing to be vulnerable and afraid and do it anyway.
Right.
yeah, so that's my willingness. So, yeah, you beautifully captured what I've felt and never could find the missing word for. It isn't courage, you're right.
Right, and don't get me wrong, sometimes, you know, we need a dose of courage, or as my grandmother would say, chutzpah, and we need a little bit of that, or sometimes we just, you know, we need a little bit of love, like we need a little bit of support. It's a recipe. It's a recipe, and sure, I could wax lyrical for you about how do we create an action plan to step into the unstuck place, but you know what? None of those action plans, none of those goal setting, and I have great tools. My vision map is one of my favorite tools. We can make vision maps and vision boards and meditate till the cows come home. But if we don't give ourselves the grace of 1 ounce of willingness, none of those things are going to come to fruition. And in fact, if anything, those things might start to make us sad because we never actioned on it, because we never gave ourselves that gift of grace, that gift of compassion, that gift of removing judgment by evoking willingness. Game changer.
Beautifully, beautifully said, my friend. In the last few minutes that we have together, is there a piece of wisdom, a strategy, something intuitively coming through for you that you would love to leave our listeners with?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, you and I, we could talk forever, ever, ever and ever.
Oh, yeah, baby.
But I would say that, again, I go back to the place of owning your power. And what owning your power really means is not about putting on your Superwoman cape or waving a magic wand. But I would really end with what we've hit upon, and that is owning your power comes with willingness. It comes with support. And it comes with allowing yourself to be surrounded by inspiration, inspired conversations, inspired books, you know, and inspired people, because you have a light that resides within you. The things that you want them for a reason. You know, they're not in there by happenstance. You want what you want for a reason. So what would it look like if you answered the call of what's been singing in your heart? What would it look like if you answered the call of what you know is true? That's owning your power.
It doesn't that sort of, just the questions, as you were stating them, helped me. I could tap into expansiveness, right? Instead of, you know, the constrictive feeling. Those questions are just so expansive that we go into that energy, and that's empowering.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, thank you for that beautiful strategy, and I want to invite our listeners today, Bailey, to visit your website at baileyfruman.com. And please, please pick up a copy of Bailey's book. You deserve this. Dive into the processes and strategies and the wisdom in Own Your Power, Your Guide to Feeling Powerful, Fearless, and Free. Give yourself that gift. Start the journey to owning your power today. Grab your copy at baileyfruman.com. My beautiful friend, thank you for joining me, for being here today, for sharing your big heart and your wisdom.
Thank you so much for having me. And I always love connecting with you and being part of your tribe, your community. And I love to stay connected with everybody on social media. You can find me over on Instagram at Bailey Fruman, and always hanging out on Facebook too.
Well, everyone, be sure to connect with Bailey. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.